From PBS News Student Reporting Labs, this is Teacher Reporting Labs. I'm Emily Holt-Gopkin, SRL's Community Engagement Manager, and it's been a minute. But today we're shaking things up yet again, but this time with a really special collaboration with the hosts of On Our Minds, SRL's podcast about teen life, produced by teens for teens. Let's say a quick hello to Zach and Helena, our On Our Minds host this season.
Hey everyone, it's Zach.
And I'm Helena.
If you've been listening to On Our Minds this season, you know we've been on an audio road trip. We've been exploring what's unique about teen life in every corner of the country through hyperlocal stories about cities, towns, and neighborhoods. A few months ago in our virtual educator community space, we asked the question, what was a highlight from your winter break? One of our educators, Robert Casas, mentioned he picked up another VW bus. What followed was this beautiful, unexpected thread of teachers sharing stories about VW buses, road trips, memories, identity, freedom, and the moments that still ride with them years later. We then realized this thread parallels what On Our Minds has been exploring all season. So today we're bringing a few of those educators into conversation with our student host for an extra special episode to explore buses, back roads, and the roads that shape us. Let's hit the road yet again with Zach and Helena.
Today we're joined by some really cool teachers. Would you like to all introduce yourselves?
Sure. Hi, I'm Robert Casas. I teach at Westview High School in San Diego, California.
I'm Trina Moore. I'm recently retired, but I taught audio video in Texas.
Hi, I'm Gil Garcia. I also taught audio video in Texas, specifically at Stephen F. Austin High School in the ATX. And I was up there for almost 10 years.
So, Zach, have you ever ridden in a VW bus? Like, do you know what that is?
I know what it is, but I've never ridden in one. But whenever one goes by, it's customary to punch your siblings. So I do a lot of that. But I hear Robert has two of them. Robert, do you want to tell us a little bit about your history with VW buses?
Yeah, sure. I grew up in the back of one. My parents had a 65 VW bus, which is the old, you know, classic with the split window up front. And then in December, I got the opportunity to purchase a brand new ID Buzz, which is Volkswagen's new electric bus. And man, that thing is cool.
I have no idea what a VW bus looks like. So could you like describe it for me?
Yeah, sure. If you take a look at if you take a loaf of bread or a Twinkie and you put wheels on it, that's pretty much what they look like. They have all the aerodynamic qualities of a Twinkie as well. So yeah.
Okay. So what about you, Trina? Do you remember the first time like you saw a VW bus or rode in one?
Oh yes. Take you back to 1976. I lived in San Juan, Puerto Rico, when I was about 8 years old. And we had one. We had an orange and white classic VW van. And, you know, I don't remember a whole lot about it. What I do remember, though, is that the side door would slide open randomly. And so my parents would have my brother and I take turns holding it shut. So if you ever wonder about Gen X and why, you know, we were barely parented. So I was 8 years old, holding on for dear life to keep a door shut when we're driving through San Juan, Puerto Rico. That's my memory there.
Gil, what about you?
You know, I was born in West Texas. Not a lot of VW buses over there. And I think the first time I ever saw one was either in a Trans World, you know, skating magazine or a surf magazine, something like that. It definitely was like, what is that? Or maybe I saw one in a movie. But no experience. I always equated them with like hippies or, you know, surfers or pot smokers. You know, it's just like just the van life, you know, it's just always only cool people drove those. That's for sure. I could tell you that much.
What's one road trip that you've taken that like has kind of like changed you?
I took a road trip with my cousin about 10, 11 years ago. We just decided we were going to go up to Seattle. So we drove the entire way from San Diego all the way up to Seattle, so the entire West Coast, basically. And it was pretty cool. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with road trips. I would when we lived in Idaho, we drive from Idaho to North Dakota to see family, drove through Glacier National Park, all over. But I think the one that changed me, an early one, was when I was 18, free from home. I was working at a national park, and my girlfriend Mario and I decided to road trip down to South Dakota to see Mount Rushmore. And so we're cruising along, two little 18-year-olds, and notice all these motorcycles going by us, like packs of them, not aware that Sturgis was going on at the time. And we ended up getting to our destination, no place to stay. You know, we didn't know, we didn't have internet, we couldn't plan it, we didn't plan ahead. We had a old road map, and we got there. We had to sleep in the car because there was no place to stay. I had so much fun. I mean, it was an insane trip. And I think it really reinforced for me that you just got to go with the flow. Sometimes you don't know what's up ahead, right? I mean, it's a pretty cliche kind of thing that, you know, your life is a journey, right? And back when I was 18, it kind of set me up to just be curious and not scared of things and enjoy it. And my road trips, I have had pretty epic ones. That's the one that changed me, or at least set me in a way of thinking that I've held on to.
Me and my buddy Greg, we were 18 or something like that, maybe 20, and we had driven to Austin for some fun. You know, we lived in Midland, which was about, I don't know, 6 hours away or so. And so we just went down there for the weekend. And when we were coming back, we were pretty tired, you know, from being out all night all the time. And I was driving, and we were on a long stretch of highway, and I dozed off. And whenever I opened my eyes, and Greg was in the passenger seat, and I opened my eyes, and right before, about 50 yards away, was a big overpass, a big turn. And if I had stayed asleep for another 10 seconds, we would have just not turned and just gone straight off the overpass. And when I woke up and I saw that and I realized what was happening, I was like, holy moly. And I look over at Greg, and Greg was asleep.
Did you ever end up telling your friend that, like, yeah, we almost died that night?
No, I never did.
Is he going to listen to this? Like, do you think he'll hear?
He'll never listen to this. He's so busy running his veterinarian business, he doesn't even have time for anything.
And what did you say his email was so we could send this to him?
Sure.
On each of your road trips, like, what did you guys learn?
You know, I have traveled with a lot of people. And when you have the freedom to stop when you feel like it, you see something cool, you pull over. You know, I traveled from Minnesota to San Francisco with a couple of my friends. And we drove the whole way. We didn't stay overnight anywhere, but we stopped. So in Billings, Montana, at 11 o'clock, we went into a bar, and they were having a dance contest, and we won. And then we headed to Reno, Nevada at 4 o'clock in the morning. And Casey, you're too young for this, but Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band was there rolling craps. He was very tired and very tan, but you know, we got to experience. Then we roll into San Francisco with the sun coming up. You know, it's just, life can be so amazing.
I learned for sure to enjoy getting to the destination. I'm always thinking about the destination, but enjoy the process, enjoy the experiences that you're having, enjoy who you're with.
I mean, listening to you all, it feels like these aren't just like stories about the buses or the trips. They're more like the stories you're carrying and the feelings that you're experiencing through this. I'll start with Trina. What memories from those days are still riding with you?
A lot of them. I think the other road trips that I've done that have meant the most are the road trips I've done with my kids, just me and my kids. I did a road trip from Texas to North Dakota with my son, and then another one with one of my daughters. And just kind of showing them the same lessons that I've learned, that if they wanted to stop, if they saw something cool, we're going to stop. Life is way too short to not appreciate where you're at any given moment.
I think it's all the crazy memories, the crazy experiences. You know, we went camping up in the Sierras quite a bit, and I was a kid. I got chased by a baby bear. My cousin and I still talk about that all the time, getting chased by the baby bear. Well, and mama coming behind. I still remember that.
As a photographer, you know, we're stopping all the time. My kids are whining like, oh, here we go. Dad sees a cloud, or the sun is hitting the side of the mountain and we're going to have to stop. I would always do that because I'd always wanted my dad to stop and he never would, you know? And I'm like, oh, this is a cool pic. Can we stop? Can we pull over? Or, you know, he would never do that. And so it's really empowering to be like, yep, we are stopping right here. And I'm going to walk over here and take some pictures and I'll be back. And I don't care what time we make it there. So that is really cool. That was one of the coolest moments. I still remember it. I hold on to it as you asked.
Wow, this whole episode has given me so much to think about, especially like getting my license. Like, I'm getting my license soon. So hearing all these people's stories in their car, I barely like driving. So hearing all y'all's stories is actually like, maybe I should get my hours. Maybe I should like drive more, you know?
Thank you guys for sharing those stories. It's pretty like inspiring, like heartwarming and like heartfelt. Like, so, you guys are awesome.
Thank you, Robert, Trina, Gail, Zach, and Helena for joining us today. This season of On Our Minds Road Trip has taken us to places all across the country. And today we just heard journeys from our educators, many of them beginning in VW buses. But beneath every story, whether it's rooted in a city, a neighborhood, a highway, or a road trip, is something pretty universal. The roads we share. The routes that connect us to family, friendship, memory, identity, and even possibilities too. As summer break begins, whether you're traveling across the country or simply moving through your own neighborhood, may you stay curious, take the scenic route when you can, and leave some room for unexpected discoveries. Every journey leaves something behind and gives something back. Thanks for joining us on the road. Till next time.
This episode was produced by Senior Community Engagement Manager Emily Hope Dobkin, with editing and mixing by Justin Rhodes.
Zach and Helena from On Our Minds hosted this episode, featuring SRL educators Trina Moore, Robert Casas, and Gil Garcia.
Additional production support was provided by Becky Wandel, Wyatt Mays, Rowan Obaba, and Caroline Friends. Graphics by Anirag Popovu.
To listen to more episodes of Teacher Reporting Labs, visit studentreportinglabs.org/TRL. And if you're ready for another audio adventure, hit the road with Zach and Helena and teens from across the country on this season of On Our Minds Road Trip. Lastly, we gift you with a playlist. In the episode description, you'll find a co-curated mix from the educators you heard from today, along with other incredible students and teachers from across the SRL community. Enjoy!